A word for you from John chapter 3 and verse 32 to 36. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. If Satan gains a firm enough foothold in a person's life, he can turn an act of sin into a regular practice of sin. And from this it can degenerate into habit, which can lead the person downward into bondage, addictions. His own iniquities entrap the wicked man, and he is caught in the cords of a sin. No alcoholic begins by announcing, I plan to ruin my life and that of my family by drinking as much alcohol as I can from this day forward. No, it begins with a single drink, then a second, then a third. The downward slide can be traced to the initial act, to the regular practice, to the habit, and then to the bondage. Counseling psychologists sometimes use the word addiction. This suggests that we're powerless victims of our problem, but God calls it sin. Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, but the Son came to destroy the works of the devil. The first step towards genuine freedom in Christ must be wholehearted repentance from sin, for godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation. This is the message that we've heard from him and declare to you. God is light, and in him there's no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The truth is, we are not just victims of Satan needing deliverance. We are guilty sinners needing forgiveness and mercy from Almighty God. The next step to freedom in Christ is taking back the ground that we have yielded to the enemy. If we have given Satan a key, a foothold, or a stronghold in our lives through bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, immorality, idolatry, or rebelliousness, we need to repent of these sins. Satan is a liar and a deceiver, and he is the accuser of the brethren. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and it is the truth that sets us free. We are lost. Jesus is the way. We are deceived. Jesus is the truth. We are dead in our trespasses. Jesus is the life. It is the truth that sets us free. We need to renew our minds, meditating on whatever things are pure and whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report. If there's any virtue in anything praiseworthy, we need to tear down these strongholds of Satan in our life and rebuild towers of truth.